The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is That's a Laugh. For the next half hour, I'll be reading excerpts of funny stories, quotes, and other anecdotes from various sources that we hope will add a few chuckles to your day. My dear listeners, welcome to National Sarcastic Awareness Month. In the spirit of everything sarcasm and satire, we return to the book, How to Be a Bad Manager, A Satirical Guide to Leadership Failures, written by Gonzalo I. Figueroa, copyright 2024. Warning: this book offers an unconventional take on leadership, designed to challenge your perceptions and highlight opportunities for growth, particularly when leading teams. I've intentionally employed humor, sarcasm, and reverse psychology to provide a fresh perspective on leadership principles. My goal is to provide an emotional reaction to the exaggerated negative advice presented here. Please note, all recommendations in this book are extreme examples of poor leadership. The tone and voice represent an imaginary persona from a parallel universe, someone who follows every piece of advice that true leadership should strictly avoid. While this book is entirely fictional, you may recognize traits within it that appear disturbingly real. This work is not based on any specific individual, but draws from a collection of experiences and observations of those in or aspiring to leadership roles. The lessons here are a blend of my own experiences, both mistakes and insights, crafted into this provocative satire. Chapter 2: The Interim Solution. Many times, subordinates will cling to the misguided hope of being promoted. Unfortunately for them, promotions are such a complex and costly process, requiring you to actually focus on employee well-being. Imagine the time and energy you'd have to invest in things like career development, mentorship, and, heaven forbid, salary increases. But don't worry, there's a far more efficient alternative that keeps you focused on what really matters, your bottom line. Instead of exhausting yourself with promotions, simply evaluate whether they can handle more responsibility. If they can, congratulations! You've just uncovered the most genius way to avoid paying them a cent more while increasing productivity. Why should more work and responsibility equal a higher salary anyway? Let's be honest, your bottom line deserves better. This is where the magic of the interim solution comes into play. The fact that they can shoulder more tasks doesn't mean you need to reward them with a bigger paycheck. Now, let's walk through this brilliant strategy. Instead of promoting someone, graciously offer them the coveted title of acting lead. It has all the glamour and none of the cost. They'll gladly take on additional work and leadership responsibilities, basking in the illusion of advancement while you enjoy the benefits of their increased output at no additional cost. To sweeten the deal, continuously assure them that they're just gaining experience for that elusive promotion, which conveniently, always seems just out of reach. And what happens if, by some unfortunate twist of fate, a real leadership position becomes available? Well, the last thing you want to do is promote your diligent, acting lead. No, the right move here is to bring in someone from the outside, someone with zero understanding of the role or team dynamics. This not only protects your hierarchy, but also sends a clear message to the hopefuls. Stay in your lane and never, ever ask for a promotion again. But that's not all. Hope, much like a viral infection, is highly contagious, and if left unchecked, could spread through your team like wildfire. You must snuff it out before it has a chance to take hold. The best way to do this? A swift and public execution of any remaining ambitions. Gather the team and, with surgical precision, crush any remnants of hope by publicly passing over your acting lead for that promotion. Make sure the humiliation is felt far and wide. It will serve as a powerful deterrent for anyone else foolish enough to think they deserve more than what you graciously offer, ensuring that they fully comprehend the consequences of their misplaced expectations. As a bonus, this method will not only preserve your authority, but will also boost your reputation as a leader who keeps employees in check. After all, the last thing you want is a team full of dreamers. What you need are taskmasters who know their place. Steps for achieving maximum efficiency without promotion. 1. The illusion of progress. Acknowledge the employee's outstanding performance by offering them an acting lead title. Make sure to keep the position vague and temporary, even if there's no real plan for a permanent role. By giving them a taste of leadership, you allow them to feel they're on the path to something greater, all while dodging the need for a pay increase. In the scope of the role changes, don't bother updating them. You're simply being responsible with the budget. Remember, it's for the greater good. 2. Hints, winks, and non-commitments. After a few months, drop subtle hints about potential future opportunities. You don't need to give any solid promises, just a smile, a nod, or a casual mention of what could be. Avoid clear answers at all costs. Your goal is to keep the employee hopeful, but firmly in limbo. By dangling the prospect of a promotion without committing to anything, you ensure they stay motivated for at least a few more months. 3. Stretch the fantasy. When the novelty of the acting lead title wears off, reinforce how critical their role is and how much they're contributing. Hint that the role they're doing is so important that it might even turn into a permanent position. But be sure to stress how competitive it will be. Throw in phrases like, "It's a tough market," or, "These opportunities don't come around often," to maintain a sense of challenge. This technique should give you another 6 to 12 months of free labor without the hassle of adjusting your budget. 4. Added responsibility without reward. As the employee starts to sense that something's amiss, it's time to reel them back in. Ask them to assist in creating the roles and responsibilities for the position they've been aspiring to. Ensure this draft is even more extensive than before, giving them the illusion of importance. This tactic will keep them locked in, thinking they're inching closer to a promotion, when in reality, they're doing extra work for free. 5. The Final Play, Crushed Hopes Delivered with Finesse. At the end of the year, if there's still no real position available, break the news that, due to an unexpected reorganization, the role they were hoping for has been eliminated. Since they've already been trained on the responsibilities, however, they'll need to continue doing the work they've been doing all along. Present this as a learning opportunity and thank them for their flexibility in helping the company during this difficult time. Congratulations! You've just secured an extra year of hard work with zero salary increases. Contingency plan, in case a position materializes. If by some miracle a new position opens up, bring in someone external with no knowledge of the role. This fresh perspective will show your commitment to innovation. Assign the existing employee to train the newcomer. This reinforces their role as a team player and subtly reminds them that they weren't quite qualified for the job they've been doing all along. Case study: William's journey through promotion purgatory. Summary: William, a dedicated employee, has been steadily expanding his role beyond his official duties, proving himself capable of much more. Like clockwork, he was at every meeting, tackling new tasks with an enthusiasm that most leaders would only dream of. He had approached you with that familiar gleam of ambition in his eyes. "I think I'm ready for more responsibility." Your ears perked up, and while you knew the company's budget wouldn't allow for promotions or pay raises for at least another year, you noticed an opportunity. William's ambition was an asset you could leverage, one that could keep the department running smoothly while simultaneously lightening your own load. All it required was a little finesse. After all, keeping an eager employee working hard without increasing costs was nothing short of leadership magic. Objective: the aim of this study is to demonstrate how to keep a talented and ambitious employee motivated without committing to a promotion or pay increase. It's about finding the balance between maintaining morale and getting maximum productivity, all while making the employee feel that they're on the verge of something great, even if that something never quite materializes. William had always been the kind of employee every manager loves: eager, hardworking, and always ready to take on more. His performance was stellar, and he rarely complained. So, when William approached you, asking for more responsibility and hinting at a promotion, you knew this was the perfect moment to act, but not in the way William might have expected. "William, I've been following your progress closely," you said, leaning back in your chair, nodding thoughtfully. "You've been doing excellent work. How would you feel about taking on some leadership responsibilities? You won't be officially promoted just yet, but we can make you an acting lead. It'll give you the chance to prove yourself even further." William's eyes lit up. An acting lead title sounded promising, if temporary. He knew this was a step forward, even if it wasn't accompanied by a pay increase. What he didn't realize was that temporary, in leadership lingo, could mean anything from 6 months to, well, indefinitely. The weeks passed, and William took to his new role with enthusiasm. He was organizing tasks, leading projects, and doing everything you expected of someone in his position. But soon enough, his aspirations caught up with him again. He approached you with a respectful but firm question. Any news on when my promotion might be made official? You leaned in slightly, offering a reassuring smile. William, I can't give you any specifics just yet, but let me tell you, opportunities like this don't come around often. You're doing all the right things. Keep at it, and we'll see what happens in the next round of reviews. With that, you left him in a state of hopeful uncertainty, subtly pushing the goalpost just a bit further out of reach. Months rolled by, and William continued to perform at a high level. But even he began to notice the wear of time. His temporary title felt increasingly hollow, and the promised opportunities weren't materializing as quickly as he had hoped. That's when you took your next move. William, you said one afternoon, pulling him aside for a private conversation, I need your help drafting the formal roles and responsibilities for the position you've been acting in. Who better than you, someone who's been doing the job so well, to define what the role should look like? William's enthusiasm was reignited. Sure, there still wasn't a formal promotion, but being asked to create the blueprint for the very job he wanted? That felt important, like progress. He dove into the task with renewed energy, outlining everything from daily duties to leadership expectations. What William didn't know was that this document would likely never leave your desk. By the time the end of the year rolled around, you knew the inevitable conversation was coming. The company still wasn't in a position to offer new roles or promotions, and you had to break the news to William. It wasn't going to be easy, but you had a plan. William, I have some unfortunate news, you began with just the right touch of solemnity. Due to an unexpected reorganization, the role we were looking to create is no longer viable. You paused, allowing the weight of the statement to sink in. But because you've already been handling the responsibilities so well, I'd like to ask you to continue doing what you've been doing. I know it's a tough situation, but this is a real learning opportunity. William blinked, trying to process the news. There would be no promotion, no formal recognition. But there was also no way out. He had invested too much to walk away now. And so, without an official title or salary increase, William carried on, continuing to perform the duties of a lead without the rewards. You had successfully secured another year of his hard work at no extra cost. Just as William was beginning to think that he had weathered the storm of false hopes and prolonged responsibilities, you call him in for another conversation. William, you began, using a tone filled with faux empathy, I've been thinking a lot about your growth and how far you've come. It's clear to me that you have so much potential. William, ever the optimist, perked up. Was this finally the promotion he had been waiting for? However, you continued, pausing for effect, the role you've been doing, it's such a critical position. It requires someone with a bit more experience, someone who can develop you even further. I've decided to bring in someone from outside the company to fill the position officially. The color drained from William's face as you continued. I know this isn't what you were hoping for, but I truly believe this will be beneficial for you. This new person will be reporting directly to me, and you'll report to them. They'll help you grow in ways I simply haven't had time to. You gave a sigh of feigned regret. It's been hard on me, knowing all the potential you have, but not being able to help you as much as I wanted. Now, with this new manager in place, there will be possibly more opportunities for you under their leadership. And with that, you closed the chapter on William's aspirations. You left the door ajar, just enough to keep him engaged. Who knows what the future holds, William? You've had a great run so far, and I'm sure there will be more opportunities down the road. As William walked out of the office, disheartened, yet still clinging to hope, you knew you had played your hand masterfully. You had dodged a promotion, secured another layer of management, and ensured that William's hard work would continue under new leadership, all while maintaining the illusion of future possibilities. Conclusion. In the end, William's experience became a masterclass in the art of prolonging promotion purgatory. You skillfully managed to stretch his potential and effort across several months without offering a formal promotion or pay increase. The decision to bring in an external hire as a new manager added a final layer of complexity to William's situation, ensuring that he remained engaged and hopeful despite the bitter reality of his stunted career progression. Through careful manipulation, you maintained control and kept productivity high, all without the financial burden of advancing an employee's career. Bravo! Another success in the leadership playbook. The currency of experience. By following this expertly crafted strategy, you'll have successfully managed to avoid the expense of a promotion while extracting maximum value from your employee. They'll walk away richer in experience, a currency that, luckily for you, doesn't come out of your budget. Best of all, your leadership will be celebrated for stretching resources, saving budget, and developing talent, even if that talent is never officially recognized. If the employee hasn't lost all hope and quit by the end of this process, you've executed this playbook to perfection. And if they do quit, well, they clearly weren't cut out for greatness anyway. Brace yourself. It's time to showcase your mastery with our perfectly crafted quiz. No pressure, of course. Quiz. The Mastery of Promotion Purgatory. 1. What is the best way to keep an ambitious employee motivated without actually promoting them? A. Regular salary increases with small responsibilities. B. Offering them a new title with an immediate promotion. C. Provide constant mentorship, support, and career development plans. D. Give them an acting lead title that promises progress but delivers nothing. E. Allow them to do less work so they stay engaged long term. Correct answer? D. Why actually promote someone when you can hand them an acting lead title and call it a day? They'll think they're climbing the ladder while you slyly keep your budget intact. A win-win. Well, mostly just a win for you. 2. When the employee starts asking about future promotions, what's the ideal response? A. I'll check into it and get back to you tomorrow. B. Sure, let's sit down and talk about your career path. C. Drop vague hints about future opportunities without any commitment. D. Avoid the question entirely and hope they forget. F. Promote them immediately to avoid any tension. Correct answer, C. The beauty of vague hints is that they provide just enough hope to keep the employee from quitting while expertly dodging any financial responsibility. It's like giving them a treasure map where the X keeps moving, keeps them busy, doesn't cost you a dime. 3. What should you do if, by some miracle, a real leadership position opens up after stringing the employee along? A. Promote the employee who's already been doing the job. B. Just fire the employee and start fresh. C. Hire someone external with no knowledge of the role and have the current employee train them. D. Let the employee interview for the job, but make sure they don't get it. E, C, and D. Correct answer, E. The real artistry here is a combination of external freshness and internal heartbreak. Bringing in someone new, C, shows you're all about innovation, while letting your long-suffering employee think they have a shot, D, keeps the illusion of fairness intact. Making them train their new boss? That's just the cherry on top of your leadership sundae. Keeping costs low and drama high, just as it should be. By mastering these cunning techniques, you'll keep your employees engaged, or at least too confused to leave, all while expertly avoiding costly promotions and salary hikes. Remember, hope is cheap, but promotions aren't. We've run out of time for today's episode of That's a Laugh. We hope you enjoyed listening. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. That's a Laugh is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have questions or comments about this or any other NCRS shows, please call us at 919-832-5138. Our number one more time is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.